This is WKSU News. I'm Kabir Bhatia. For decades, supporters of cleaner water have been working to rid the Cuyahoga River of its dams, which impede the flow of water. Restoring that flow is improving water quality and providing new opportunities for wildlife and recreation on the river. The latest project, removing the Brecksville Dam, has revealed a bit of history that dates back almost 200 years. Crews have been working for almost a month to drill out the Brecksville Dam in the Cuyahoga Valley National Park. The dam was built in the 1950s below the Route 82 bridge at one of the narrowest points of the Cuyahoga. And it was for a specific purpose, according to park spokeswoman Pamela Barnes.
There's the concrete dam that was built for the American Steel and Wire Company to cool the steel in the 50s.
There's only a few feet of concrete and rebar left to be removed. Last week, the water receded enough to provide a glimpse of a wedge-shaped structure behind and beneath the Brecksville Dam.
The Pinery Dam was a wooden dam built in 1827. That was to divert water from the river into this brand new thing called the Ohio and Erie Canal.
Scott Heberling is a Pennsylvania-based historical and archaeological researcher who specializes in public works projects. He's part of the team taking photographs and measurements of the Pinery Dam. And he says it was crucial for feeding the canal at a time when it was an economic driver.
This was part of a wave of canal building that swept the eastern United States in the late 1820s after the completion of New York's Erie Canal. Every state wanted its own canals to improve trade and economic development. The Ohio and Erie was conceived as part of a network of canals and rivers connecting New York City and New Orleans. This would give New York merchants access to the interior part of the country, which was still largely a wilderness at that time. The Ohio and Erie connected Lake Erie at Cleveland with the Ohio River at Portsmouth, and it was a key link in the system. Because of its importance to New York, it was conceived, financed, designed, and built mainly by New Yorkers. So the northern division of the canal between Akron and Cleveland was completed in 1827. It was built through the Cuyahoga Valley, and it used water from the Cuyahoga River, which was taken into the canal at various points, including at the Pinery Narrows in what's now Cuyahoga Valley National Park. And this complex was called the Pinery Feeder, and that's what we're studying and documenting now. I should say that the Pinery Dam we see today is not the original 1827 dam. It was repaired and replaced many times over the years, most recently in 1906 during a general overhaul of the northern division. And only a few years after this overhaul came the Great Flood in 1913, which pretty much destroyed the canal between Brecksville and Akron and permanently ended navigation all along the line. However, the canal section north of Brecksville wasn't damaged so badly, so it was repaired and then used for the next 70 years as a source of water for the American Steel and Wire Company downriver in Cleveland. And the American Steel and Wire Company replaced the Pinery Feeder Gates in 1949 and the Pinery Dam in 1951, replacing it with the concrete dam that everyone is familiar with.
Heberling says the feeder includes what was once a 180-foot dam across the river, a set of intake gates, and a short feeder channel to divert water to the canal.
This is what's called a crib dam. The way they built it was to bolt timbers to the bed of the river, and on top of those timbers, they built a wooden superstructure about 8 feet tall, and they created a series of wooden boxes, which they filled with gravel and stone. Over top of that, they laid several courses of planking, and on top of that, they put this creosote tar mix to waterproof it.
Heberling adds that it's unlikely that much of the material in the water now is actually from 1827, since the dam was repaired or rebuilt several times over its lifespan as nature took its toll. And Diane Somego with Friends of the Crooked River points out that parts of the dam are missing.
It's supposed to be a trapezoid in shape. There's a section here, even though it looks like it's there, but it's the section below it. There's a 20-foot section in the middle, and then there's a fish pathway.
Nature may have removed some pieces of the Pinery Dam, but it's taken several years of planning to get to this point. CVNP spokeswoman Pamela Barnes says removing these dams has been a long-held goal for advocates of a cleaner river.
This is a monumental change for the Cuyahoga River. It's kind of been bound behind this dam for 190 years. Paddlers have been itching to paddle through this area. Once this is gone, you can paddle the Cuyahoga River through the park and all the way to Cleveland. It's hugely important for the story of Cuyahoga Valley.
And after officials from the CVNP finish studying the pinery,
then out comes the both dams, and then a restoration on the river, and also there's a pump that's partially designed to keep the water in the historic section of the canal. That's how we keep the water in the canal in order to run the working lock at Canal Exploration Center. So that was part of the whole saga of this process, was how are we going to get water into the canal? So that pump, they can't finish the design and decide where it's going to go until they see what the bank looks like, what the conditions are down underneath. And that will take most of the summer to do all of that work.
Construction on the pump station is likely to begin next year and will require a survey of how and where the river actually flows. Right now, the area around the dam removal projects is closed to spectators. By next year, the historical photographs and information being collected about both dams will be submitted to the National Park Service and the Library of Congress, which will make it available to the public online.
So what we're going to do is document it through what they call large format photography, done to the standards of the Historic American Engineering Record, which is a division of the National Park Service. And we have a special camera that we use. It actually takes large negatives, which have a higher resolution and are archivally stable. And in addition to that, we'll be documenting through standard digital color photography and taking measurements and making sketch plans of what we find.
I'm Kabir Bhatia, 89.7 WKSU.